As I take the floor for the first time today, let me thank the ISU for their invaluable work in supporting state parties, in fulfilling their obligations under the Convention and their tireless support to the Presidency. Equally, we owe our gratitude to the coordinators and members of the committees for their excellent work over the past period and for their effort to advance the effective implementation of the Convention. Germany fully aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. At a time when the contamination with anti-personnel mines and explosive remnants of war is increasing in states afflicted by ongoing conflict and crisis, cooperation and assistance among the states' parties and a joint effort to counter the devastating humanitarian effects of anti-personnel mines are more important than ever. Germany expresses its strong support towards all states' parties that are actively fulfilling their mine clearance obligations. Together, we are working towards our shared ambition of a world free of anti-personnel mines. Germany has therefore once again increased its funding for humanitarian mine action to now roughly 70 million euro in 2023. Priority is given to projects and countries that seek to fulfill their obligations under the Convention. This funding goes to survey and clearance activities, risk education, victim assistance and advocacy efforts in 15 countries, from Colombia to South Sudan to Iraq and Cambodia, to name just a few. All of our projects are implemented by dedicated partners. We are very grateful for their invaluable work in often difficult and risky contexts. Humanitarian mine action implementers need an enabling framework with comprehensive national strategies, strong national standards, and regulations adapted to the specific needs of each context. To assist affected states in setting up this framework, capacity building for national authorities and support to strategy development is one important aspect of Germany's funding. GICHD support to the Iraqi National Mine Action Strategy or the support by Norwegian People's Aid to the Ukrainian State Emergency Service in deploying the first Ukrainian mine detection dogs are just two examples of our commitment to strengthening national capacities. In view of the need for mine action around the world, innovation can play an important role to improve efficiency of mine action while at the same time contributing to increased safety of deminers as well as affected communities. Innovation has been a strategic priority for Germany's engagement in humanitarian mine action for many years, which is also the reason for our co-funding of last week's Innovation Conference in Geneva. Discussions at the conference have clearly demonstrated the potential of innovative approaches to mine action and showed that there is room to grow for the mine action sector. Innovation should not be understood as purely technical. It means constant learning and adaption in every form. That is especially important in view of deteriorating environmental contexts for mine action in many regions of the world. Due to prolonged heat periods or repeated flooding of contaminated areas, as for example in South Sudan, deminers have to work under increasingly difficult circumstances. At the same time, mine action sometimes has an intense impact on the soil and risks having detrimental effects in an already strained environmental context owing to extreme weather situations. To effectively include this consideration into mine action planning and programming, Germany plans to integrate environmental considerations more explicitly in its strategy for humanitarian mine action. Mr. President, a gender-transformative approach to mine action is a key priority for Germany. We have been supporting UNIDIR's gender and disarmament program to have a closer look on what needs to be done ahead of next year's review conference in order to reach an effective and inclusive approach. Mine action can only reach and fully benefit all members of affected communities if implemented in an inclusive and conflict-sensitive way. Germany remains convinced of the importance of cooperation and assistance to reach our shared goals of a mine-free world. We are ready to continue our financial support for humanitarian mine action and look forward to the Review Conference 2024 to bring us closer to our goal. Thank you.